Green is the shallow contamination, and when you go down to the red...
On Thursday, EPA project manager Robinson Joseph is sharing key findings about the site, where dangerous chemicals were stored for decades. Kerr McGee made fertilizers and pesticides on the property until 1978, and it was leading the investigation for the EPA until filing for bankruptcy in 2010.
But we didn't want to let them, you know, off the hook just at that. We pursued them legally.
Joseph says money from a $90 million settlement with Kerr McGee will fund the cleanup, which includes digging up and removing polluted soil and stopping further contamination. Ty Griffith, who manages the settlement money, says the property is on the market.
And we have had interest from a few different industrial entities and are currently negotiating for the potential sale.
The EPA plans to start the cleanup by next spring. Abu Karadan, 89.9 WJCT News.